Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Ask Pat. Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 327 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. Awesome. Now let's get to today's question from Tyler.
Hey, Pat, this is Tyler from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Thanks so much for all that you do and all the information you provide. My question is in regards to WordPress and its associated plugins. I'm basically wondering if you have any advice or guidance on how to best manage the relentless updates that happen on WordPress and different plugins. I'm concerned at the amount of time that I'm spending keeping my WordPress site and plugins up to date, and just also making sure that everything continues to work well and integrate well, and that I, you know, haven't had any features go down on my website because a certain update has been made. So yeah, if you've experienced this or you have any, you know, tips or tricks or best practices to share, that would be great to hear. Thanks.
Hey, Tyler, thank you so much for the question today. Plugins are an interesting thing with WordPress. I mean, it's one of the benefits of using WordPress to be able to just plug and play these different things that you can add onto your site from anything from a, I mean, you name it, there's a plugin for it. I mean, if anybody has had an idea for something they wish was on a website, somebody has probably created a solution for it. And there are obviously new plugins coming out all the time. And as they come out, they're very attractive. We put them on our site, and crazy thing about it is a lot of times it breaks our site too, because especially once you have a lot of plugins working together to kind of create what your site becomes, it doesn't always work out the way we want it to, because I mean, it's code, and just one little line of code that just works or is incompatible with another plugin or something else that you have going on with your theme or the version of WordPress that you have. I mean, there's so many different variables. It's really easy to break things. So I totally know where this question is coming from. So again, how do you manage the sort of updates of plugins? Now, let's just talk about those updates really quick. It's really important to update your plugins as soon as possible. Now, upgrading WordPress, maybe not so much, because a lot of people wait till sort of the 0.01 version of the recent update has come out, because, you know, sometimes WordPress updates things, and as of course, it is best practice to update as soon as possible, but a lot of people wait, sort of like when they get an iPhone, they wait till the S version comes out to make sure that other, you know, the non-S version works. And a lot of people want to do that with WordPress too. They don't update right away because then there might be some bugs that are incompatible with, again, some of those plugins or the theme that you have, and people wait till those, you know, first wave of bugs get squashed before they upgrade to the latest one. But of course, if there are security breaches or security reasons for having WordPress be updated, you want to do that as soon as possible in most cases. But when it comes to plugins, you know, it's very important to update those as soon as possible. I mean, there's a reason why the developer is updating them, and that's to push out new features or to squash some bugs or incompatibilities. And so it's always best practice to update them as soon as possible. Now, how do you update them? Well, the easiest and best way to do it is when you sign into WordPress. If you are in the latest version of WordPress, or at least anything above, you know, 3.9, you'll see that it'll tell you in your plugins directory when there are certain plugins that need to be updated, and you can automatically update those right away. And that's the easiest way to go about it. Now, yes, it is a hassle, and yes, those updates don't come in a very sort of scheduled manner. They just come in as soon as the developer comes and brings those in. But again, it's best practice to update them as soon as possible. Now, if you had a VA working for you, one of the things you can have them do is go in and check once a week, for example, to make sure updates are put into those plugins as much as possible. Now, I think a lot of developers out there or people who kind of know the world of coding and WordPress would probably agree with me when I say that probably the best thing to do is have a doubled version of your site or a cloned version of your site to be able to run these plugin updates on to then check to see if there are any incompatibilities or things that break before you go live with it on your main site. Now, I know in most cases, for most of you out there, that's not going to be possible or it's just very difficult to do that. And yes, it is a lot more to manage, but that would be the best way to go about it. But if you're like me or most other people out there, you don't have a clone site that kind of can be there as a test or crash test dummy for you. So you want to go out and do them one at a time, of course, and I think that would be the best way to do it. So whenever you have multiple WordPress plugins that need to be updated, do it one at a time and just go in the front of your end of your website and make sure things don't break. And if whatever that plugin is related to, you want to go and make sure things are still working. And I think that's okay to do. And the reason you want to do it one at a time is because if things break after you update all of them, you don't know which one really caused the problem. And so by doing it one at a time, you can then kind of go back. And if things break, you can go back into time and hopefully you have some backup plugins in there. And we'll leave that for another conversation. But, you know, making sure. And of course, if things break totally, you can always go back to your host and chat with them. Or if you have a web guy working for you, you can chat with them as well. But really, you want to do it when it comes out, when the updates come out. But I also want to mention that, you know, you might not need all the plugins you think you need. I mean, we get plugin crazy sometimes. I remember when I first started out, even up to a couple years ago before my latest redesign, I mean, I had like 70 plugins working at the same time. And when you have 70 plugins working at the same time, there are 70 different chances of something not being able to communicate well with something else and then having it break. And we definitely don't want that. I mean, I was told by a number of people, especially my web guy who came on board, Brian. He's amazing. He's been helping me with speeding up my site and keeping it secure. He basically said, you know, only have the plugins that you truly need. And I really had to think and really kind of do some soul searching in terms of what plugins I actually needed more than the others. Because, I mean, every plugin you put out there is an option or is a chance for it to break, but also to slow down your website too. And so I've been very, very good at only keeping the plugins down to a minimum, even just I haven't checked recently, but I would care to say or guess it was about maybe a dozen plugins at most now, only the ones I truly need. And everything else is kind of built in now, everything that's custom done. So, you know, that would be the ideal case. You know, the less plugins, the less chance there are the things to break. Obviously, the less updates you'd have to worry about. But also the faster your website will be, and obviously the speed of your website has a lot to do with SEO now. In addition to mobile get-in, I think it was called, I saw it on USA Today, actually, Google's cracking down on sites that don't have mobile-optimized websites. So that doesn't have anything to do with your plugin, but just for everybody out there, making sure, you know, make sure your website is mobile-optimized in some way, shape, or form. Not necessarily responsive, but mobile-optimized or friendly to a mobile user, or else it's going to really, really hurt your SEO and your search engine rankings. So again, do you need all the plugins you have? I would go in one by one and see if you actually truly need them. You'll probably find that you have a lot of them. I mean, maybe even up to 10 or 20 if you've been doing this for a while and installing plugins here and there that you don't necessarily need. You know, maybe a lot of them are there and they're in the code, but they're just not being used. Or maybe they're not being used in a way that maybe they're already deactivated, but they're still there and you can actually delete them. Maybe there's ones that are active, but you're just not really using or don't even need anymore. Or there's an updated plugin from somebody else that takes care of it for you that you can then delete a few others that are kind of within the parameters of what that new plugin can do. So there's a lot of things to think about. But again, that's what I would do. And obviously having somebody else help you who is verse with all those things is the best case scenario. But if not, you know, take it one at a time. When you do your updates, check to see if anything's just majorly broken. If not, then you know, you can keep going. And yeah, best of luck to you, Tyler. Thank you so much for the question. I really appreciate it. If any of you have anything to add on to this, go ahead and head on over to Twitter and use the hashtag AskPat325, and you can add in your thoughts about plugins and updates and all those things as well. Tyler, for having your question featured here on the show, we're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt. You'll get an email from my assistant within a couple of weeks to collect your information to send you that. Thank you so much again for your question. For those of you listening, if you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. Thanks to the widget from SpeakPipe. Thank you so much for listening in. I appreciate it. And to finish up, I have a quote today from Johnny Carson. He says, "Never continue in a job you don't enjoy. If you're happy in what you're doing, you'll like yourself, you'll have inner peace, and if you have that, you'll have had more success than you could possibly have imagined." Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Thanks, guys. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.